until 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sally Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Broken Channel. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown. This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown here on Sheffield Live on the very final day of February 2026. I am pretty confident that you have just heard the first song I played this week, which was not the case last week, Grace Ives, with a track from her upcoming second album, Girlfriend. The track is called Stupid Pictures, and it sounded a little bit like Where's Your Head At by Basement Jaxx, which is always a good thing here in the studio anyway. Grace had an album called Janky Star back in 2022, which was brilliant. Three new tracks have come out since then. They've all been announced this week. They're going to be on Girlfriend, which is out in 3 weeks' time on True Panther Records. The breakdown today, is without a Steve, but it will have soon a Mr. Ian Turley, a lo-fi heart himself, coming into the studio. He is on his way at the moment. Going to be with me until 5 o'clock this afternoon. It is a packed week for records. New albums by Heavenly, by Voxtrot, by Buck Meek, by Gorillaz, by Landowner. It is ridiculously stacked. Mitski as well. We're going to play as many of those as we can today, as well as newer stuff, such as Swap Meet, who I don't think we've played on the show before. They are an Australian band from Adelaide who are putting out music on Winspear Records, an American label. Swap Meet are their first non-American act, and this is the first track that they've put out on Winspear. It's called I Know. There'll be something from the Tammy Shine afterwards from last week's Album of the Week. Hopefully, we'll have an Ian as well.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Time flies when you run from yourself. But my
That was a track from last week's album of the week, from Tammy Shine. The album's called OK Shine Go, and the track you've just heard is Prize Fight. Tammy Shine, major, major indie rock royalty. Huggy Bear back in the day, many other projects as well. What did you think of that, Ian?
I thought it was great, yeah. I was a big fan of Huggy Bear back in the day, so yeah, exciting to hear new stuff. It sounds great and really upbeat.
Yeah.
Happy music. It sounds good.
It's a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very happy because things are going well at the moment. We didn't last week.
To jinx it. That's...
No. You're here to play some of your own music and some of, well, you've selected basically a full co-presenters roster of music today.
Some things that I like.
Yeah. Plenty of stuff there. Before Tammy Shine, it was Swap Meet with a track called I Know. And now we're going to go into the album of the week. We're certainly going to have one album of the week. Two tracks is going to be played from The Mountain.
Yes.
By Gorillaz. Seventh, eighth?
Many.
I think it might even be more than that.
Yeah, we're big fans of theirs in our house. They're the only band, really, that all of my family,
that unifies.
My wife and two kids, all agree on. So yeah, we've been big fans. We've been expecting this album for a long time and excited for it. We've been big fans of theirs for it. It covers the indie-ness that I like and the dancey beats. It's got the, you know,
well,
reggae rap. It's got everything in it. The new album is great. It came out yesterday, so it's got lots of kind of Indian kind of aspects to it. Lots of the imagery that they've been sharing has been like kind of Jungle Book focused and stuff, if you've seen them.
It's just absolutely stacked as well, but Gorillaz albums always are. The pre-release singles, of which there were many, had Sparks, Tony Allen, Bobby Womack on what actually was that a single? Not sure. Proof, True No, and the one we're going to play now, Voice from the Grave.
It is. Marcus, there's a few voices from Beyond the
Grave. There is, isn't it? Because is that one of the themes of the album as well, about the feeling of loss,
I guess,
and acceptance?
Grief and, you know, continuation, I guess, of
beyond
death, maybe. I don't know, but there's a few. Because Dennis Hopper's voice is
Dennis
on it.
Hopper's
Tony Allen, the drummer, that he worked with a lot of times, is on it.
Bobby Womack, yeah, he went a couple of years ago, didn't he?
I doubted myself then.
No, I'm not. I've prematurely killed a couple of people on air. Both of the people I did in the past are still with us, so it's not
I had a sneaky preview to this, because last summer when Gorillaz did their set of gigs down in London, we went down to see, you know, they did whole album shows.
Yeah.
We went down, as a family went and saw the first night, the first album in full. And, you know, when you've seen bands before and they say that we're going to do this album, they often do the album and then come back on and do the hits. They didn't do the hits or anything like that, apart from those that were on the first album. And then I think it was the fourth night. We didn't go to that fourth night, but my son Bailey went with his uncle and nephew. And they played the whole of the new album in full, which was a kind of weird thing. Yeah, it's last summer.
This one?
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of top secret. They all had to like kind of hand their phones in and stuff like that, so no one was allowed to, you know, sneak any preview stuff. And yeah,
oh,
so
nice.
They just played that. So it's kind of a weird thing, because normally when you go and see a gig, you know at least one of the songs, where nobody knew anything on this as well. So didn't know who was on it, didn't know who the people. So it's only at the end, I think, Radio was telling us that they got a screen where it just said tonight's cast is included. Sparks and all these people that you just listed and things like that had been on stage. So yeah, it's an amazing thing. So yeah, we went to, you know, we went to the Gorillaz one. We went to we're going to the gigs in Manchester this tour.
Yeah,
my other son's birthday, he's gonna be 13, so yeah, it's gonna be exciting.
I know the playing Primavera. I'm very pleased about that. I don't think I've never seen them.
Oh, I've seen them a few times.
Managed to never see them. So we're going to play you two tracks this afternoon from The Mountain. Delirium is the first one, and this features Marky Smith. So I've just checked, 8 years ago.
Wow.
Since he passed. So I think he has appeared on Gorillaz albums in the past.
He was on Plastic Beach. He was. This is where my Gorillaz nerdiness
comes
out.
Yes, so okay.
He's on a song called The Glitter Fees.
Yeah.
Which is... And he performed at Glastonbury when they performed at Glastonbury. He was on stage doing his normal Marky Smith thing of walking around and turning people's amps up and down and, you know, just, you know, headlining Glastonbury. But
it really works for a band like Gorillaz, doesn't it? So presumably his pieces were recorded back on the Plastic Beach session like 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Sounds as although it was made for this album, though.
So it's good to hear his voice again, because it's, you know.
It really is.
There's no one, yeah, no one quite like
no
him.
No one quite like him. So we'll do Delirium from Gorillaz, and I'm going to get you to choose another one from your list after this.
Okie dokie.
So first double for you.
Open the door. Can you hear the drum? There's panic on the mountain, 'cause the new god's come. He doesn't recognize himself for what he's done. But if you don't embrace him, then it's time to run. If you don't believe in him, open the door. Let me in. I've been out in the chat rooms waiting for the end to begin. Maybe I'm a young man with a broken wing. Maybe I'm just searching for a voice within.
This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Upside down, something flame that won't burn out. Circles in the view. Wind of fog is dead. Wilted leaves fall to assume that your heart's worn out. Slipping sodden blue. Buried in the ground.
So you first heard the Gorillaz with Mark E. Smith, a track called Delirium from the Mountain, and then a new single from Special Friend. Tell us more about that, Ian. There's Special a connection Friends. There, isn't there?
Well, you. Yeah. A week on Monday, so the 9th of March. That's the one.
That's the one.
It sounds like a long way off in the future, but then I realised we're at the end of February. So they're playing and coming to play in Sheffield at Sydney Matildas. On the Monday, and I'm going to be one of the support bands. So that's going to be good. Precious Metals are the other support band, who are fantastic. So that'll be a really good gig on a Monday night. They're great. It's a duo. I think one of them's from America and one of them's from France, and they make lovely music and put things out on the Skepwax record label, which is run by Heavenly, the band Heavenly.
Oh.
So yeah, nice and jingly jangly and lovely indie stuff.
Reminds
we also me. Get some kind of extra noisy guitars at times too, so yeah, come down and check it out, it'd be great.
Yeah, so it's week on Monday.
Which
room are you in, do you know?
I don't know. They're all good.
They're all good, absolutely, they're all good. And that track by Special Friend is going to be on their new album called... What is the album called? I can't see the title of it there, but it's out on March the 20th. We're going to play now something from your good self, Ian.
By me.
Yeah. Brand new single by My Lo-Fi Heart. First new released for, hold on a second. What did you have out last year? I don't think.
I didn't have anything
nothing
out last
year,
year,
was it?
No, I had a year out. Yeah. I didn't do very much publicly, but I've been kind of sat at home fiddling about with things and working on a few different bits and pieces. So some of these songs, you know, I've been reworking them. Working out how to do them better and sound better. So yeah, We Can't Fall is going to be the new single. It's coming out on Friday, the 6th of March. And I say, I'm going to be playing at Sydney Matilda on the 9th. So yeah, it's going to be a good few days there. So yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Now, what do we need to do with that?
Oh.
Hold on a second. Do you know what? Do you know what? We'll come back to that in a moment.
We've built it up now.
We'll come back to that in a moment. You also picked Lime Garden, didn't you?
I did.
They had a single out yesterday called All Bad Parts. Let's play that and let's work out why we need to log into there.
Okie dokie.
It's live radio.
It's live.
It's Lime Garden.
Lime Garden are great as well. So enjoy this. I didn't write it though.
Okay, Lime Garden filled in brilliantly there with All Bad Parts.
Super subs.
Absolutely. Maybe Not Tonight is the name of their second album, which is out on April the 10th on So Young Records. But we came here for My Lo-Fi Heart. We're going to have My Lo-Fi Heart. This is We Can't Fall. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Broken Channel. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
The crowd, they loved it. Oh, how they cheered. The crowd loved it. How they cheered. No one is coming, no one is coming, no one is coming, no one is coming to your rescue.
That was Adults. No One Is Coming, the first new music from the duo since 2022's Becoming Undone album. And it is out. Well, that's out now. I don't know if there's an album, new album coming or whether or not that might be later this year, but always good to play Adults on the show. And it followed a cracking tune by your good self.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I like it, so it's good to know. Yeah, I make all my music by myself in a, you know, in my cellar at home. So you never really know if I've just gone crazy listening to it so many times that I've made myself like it, or does it sound good? Wait. So if you're the listeners, give me feedback. That's ace.
Well, I remember you sent that as a couple of weeks ago to see if we could play it. And that's how I ended up roping you into being here this afternoon. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. And I remember thinking, is that the one that I heard at the gig you did at Hatch just before Christmas?
Yeah.
And it was.
It was.
Listening to it then. And it really stood out then. So splendid stuff.
Excellent,
and
thank you.
Playing a week on Monday,
yep,
at Sydney Matilda with special friend and Precious Metals.
Excellent, yep. It's going to be a good lineup.
We're going to play another one of yours later in the show, aren't we?
We are, yeah, because the single, yeah. I'll say it before I forget, there's a special extra bonus for people. The single's going to be out everywhere as that one song, but if you go to my Bandcamp thing, so search on Bandcamp. I think there's two because I forgot my password for one and it wouldn't let me get back in. So search for the one that's got We Can't Fall on it. And it, I think it's £1 to get the single together and you get an extra song which isn't available anywhere else through any other downloads or streaming services at the moment. So that's an extra bonus. So we'll pay that one in a bit.
We definitely will in the second hour of the show. First, though, something which was written in the early 90s, are we saying?
Early 90s or late 80s.
Go on, tell me about Joanna.
So I know very little about Joanna, but on when you go down an internet wormhole of exploring different things, these came up somehow late one night and I was listening to it and looked into it. And it turns out this band Joanna, they're from Widnes in the Northwest, and they were part of that late 80s, early 90s, baggy, Madchester, whatever you want to call it, scene, you know, populated by bigger bands like Stone Roses and Happy Mondays and things. Apparently they didn't get very famous, but they, you know, did some, you know, well-known gigs and stuff like that at the time. And since then, you know, it's all gone quiet and someone was digging through their loft or something, tidying the stuff out, and found the tape of an album that hadn't been released. And thought, this is great, and put it out, I think, at the end of last year. So
yeah, it's just been floating around. Start of December, this came out.
Right, so yeah, it sounds fresh and great, and yeah, it's amazing. It makes you think how many tapes and, you know, different things are stashed away in people's attics and backs of cupboards and stuff like that, or under beds that just haven't seen the light of day for ages, and you think you've forgotten about it. So these people are probably, you know, grown-ups and got families and things. So I don't know much about whether they're going to do any gigs and things. Someone just banged it out and it's nice tunes.
All right. So from Hello Flower, I think it's the first song on it that we're going to play. It's called If You Don't Want Me To. Well, I'm going to double this with something from Shelf Lives, who had a new album out yesterday called Hypernormal. You're going to hear a track from that called Sycophant.
If you don't want me to, if you don't want me to, if The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Really good. That's from Shelf Lives, from their second album Hypernormal, which was out yesterday. Nixa giving the support on that. We're going to stick in with the albums out yesterday.
Yep.
And from the listing I gave you, you went for Heavenly, whose album Highway to Heavenly is their first for a while.
Another band from the past that's come back out. So yeah, Heavenly were around in the 90s. Done many other bands in between.
Absolutely. Then
and now. And essentially legends in the indie pop world. So, yeah, running labels and just been in bands, Swansea Sound, Tallulah Gosh, various other people all linked.
Many.
It's kind of like one of those bands that if you did one of those indie pop family trees, you could probably, you know, go on for pages and pages and pages. So it's really good to have them back doing what they do best.
Yeah. And I gave friend of the show Isabella a job this morning to pick a song off of this album. She wasn't allowed any singles, that's the way. And she went for this one, Deflicted, which is fantastic. Heavenly playing in Sheffield, I think, is it 3 weeks tonight?
It's on the 21st of March.
Yeah. I think it's a Saturday night.
It's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's at Sydney Matilda. Sydney
Matilda
as well.
Tickets still available for that, but running low.
I believe so.
Yeah, we'll do this, and then we'll have time for one more before 4 o'clock.
I wasn't expecting love, but I wasn't expecting that. One crowd pushing
So that was Heavenly, a track called Deflected from the album Highway to Heavenly, which was out yesterday. We have one more track to play before we get to 4 o'clock. Well, we've just changed the 4 o'clock classic based on some information I've been provided.
Intel.
Thank you for that. But the final track of this hour is another of your selections, and it's a new name to the breakdown, Hero Ammer.
It is. Again, it's one of those ones that's probably been passed to me by algorithms and stuff like that, based on things that I like. So I know very little about Hero Ammer, but he's the instrumentalist and drummer from Telemann at times, apparently. But yeah, it's just some great electronic music, and I think this came out earlier, the start of this month, start of February, so it's fairly new. But yeah, I like it. It's all I really know about.
That's all that's needed. This is Lava.